Hey, what's going on? It's Bobby Skinner of Talking Giants, and you are listening to the Big Blue Podcast.
Welcome to a new episode of the Big Blue Podcast. My name, of course, is Dan. We got the Raiders this week. The Las Vegas Raiders are coming off of a tough loss to the Detroit Lions last week on Monday Night Football. Pretty tough loss for them. It was actually it was Josh McDaniels' farewell tour. Dude coached his way out of yet another job. It's quite hilarious. We got a lot to talk about. A lot of stuff to talk about. The Raiders got the injury report for both teams. Keys to victory, takes of the game. You guys already know the spiel. Before I even get into the injury report, let's go over the Raiders really quick. They're going into tomorrow as the favorite to win a game, even though they just fired their head coach, Josh McDaniels. They fired their GM. I don't know his name, but they fired their GM. And they benched their starting quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo. They did three key things that, in most situations, would cause a team to lose. You know, to not be a favorite, lose every game, basically. But for some reason, Vegas has the Raiders favorited. It's baffling to me. It doesn't make any sense. Just because, like, listen, I get it, you know, They did fire everybody. But how are they favorited? They just did all of that. And the only thing that could really come to my mind when it comes to all this is they're home. They're playing in Las Vegas tomorrow. The Raiders and Giants are playing in Allegiant Stadium in Nevada. That's the only thing I can really think of that's remotely relatable. And plus, you know, the Raiders aren't that much awful of a team. You know, on paper, they really aren't. But they have a lot of things going against them this year. You know, the poor play of Jimmy G, that's one. Josh Jacobs not doing good at all whatsoever. Davante Adams barely getting the ball. The defense being 30th in the NFL, I think, in points allowed or something like that along those lines. The defense is not doing good at all, which makes no sense because they do have, like, certain players on that side of the ball that are, like, whoa. You know, they're, like, really freaking good. They got Max Crosby. Divine Diablo is a solid guy, but he's out. He's going to be out for injury, which we're going to talk about him in a moment. It just makes no sense. And they're starting a rookie quarterback they drafted in like the sixth round or something, maybe sooner, I could be wrong, named AJ O'Connell, I think his name is, or AJ McConnell, some like that, along those lines. You know, I'm going to treat this like any other preview episode, you know, just like the Raiders, we got our pros and cons. So anything could happen, but let's just jump right into it, all right? Injuries, the one thing I don't like talking about, but we're just going to jump right into it. Let's talk about the Raiders. Let's get them out of the way. Divine Diablo, like I said, he's going to be out with an injury. He's been dealing with an ankle injury as of late. He did not practice at all this week, so it's a no-brainer. He is out. Their fullback did not practice at all this week, Jacob Johnson, with a concussion. He is out. Linebacker Luke Masterson, concussion, didn't practice at all this week. He is out. Their tackle, Thayer Munford, I don't think he's a starter. He did not practice at all this week with a neck injury. He is also out. Kind of crazy how the last two injuries I said were concussions, and then the last one is a neck injury. Did these three guys just run head on to each other? Like, is that did that happen? Like, what the fuck? And then the last guy, linebacker Robert Spillane, solid player. Didn't practice at all on Wednesday. He was limited on Thursday and Friday. And it is because of a hand injury. He is labeled as questionable. However, I just saw this, that the Raiders actually didn't even practice on Wednesday, period. Meanwhile, it says certain other players were limited on Wednesday, which that kind of doesn't make any sense. I don't know what to believe with this report. I'm not even kidding. That's it for the Raiders injury report. The injury report this week is really more Giants than Raiders in terms of like what we're going to talk about, obviously. But yeah, there's not really that many key names on the injury report. Max Crosby did pop up on it, but he was limited all week with a knee injury. But his game status is left blank, which means he's going to play, you know, no doubt about it. As for the Giants, we got a lot to talk about. Let's start with a quick one. Jayshon Corbin, we picked him up off of the Raiders practice squad. He's been a guy that's always been with us these last couple of preseasons. He's a solid player for the team. He's a good team player to have. He has been limited with the hamstring injury on Friday. He's labeled as questionable. He's probably not going to get meaningful reps in the game anyway, so not really a game-changing report on that one. Dexter Lawrence actually popped up on it with a rest day on Thursday, but he was a full participant on Friday. Daniel Jones, I said it last time on the last episode, he is back, fully participated all week long, nothing on the game status, he's going to play. Good to hear. Apparently, he is still dealing with that neck injury, but he is cleared for contact, so it's going to be kind of interesting to see how the Giants just handle him from now on, just because, like, well, you know, one wrong hit, he's pretty much, you know, out for the rest of the year. They're going to shut him down most likely if he does get hit the wrong way, which hopefully, knock on wood, doesn't happen. I want to see this guy cook. I want to see him prove everybody wrong. Andrew Thomas, he's made some progress this week. He was limited all week long. He is deemed questionable for his game status. I really hope Andrew Thomas plays. He's only played one game, not even a game, more like just a drive this season for the Giants. If he does play, it'd be so big for them, for that offensive line, everything. The offensive line would look so much better with him starting out there rather than you throwing Justin Pugh out there at left tackle. I'd rather put Pugh at guard than tackle. Throw Thomas back in at left tackle. It'd make life a lot easier. Kayvon was brought back up, limited all week with a back injury. Nothing on the game status, though, so therefore he is going to play. Wando Robinson, limited with the knee injury, probably the torn ACL that he got over his rookie season. Nothing on the game status, though, he is playing. Saquon was limited with his ankle injury, but he's a full participant on Friday. And that leaves us with the four big ones right here. Technically five, we include Andrew Thomas. Evan Neal, limited all week with an ankle injury. He is listed as questionable. Gonna be honest with you, I really don't know if it's gonna make much of a difference if we have Evan Neal or Tyree Phillips out there. Tyree Phillips has been playing solid though, so I'm not gonna complain much about him. But if Evan Neal plays, cool, awesome. If he doesn't, all right, listen, it is what it is. Heal up, bro. Graham Gano, the kicker that pretty much sealed the game for us against the Jets by missing a field goal from the 20-yard line, a 35-yard field goal, which usually 9 times out of 10, he makes those. That one missed kick he got was that 1 out of 10. He is out for the game with a left knee injury, and he has been placed on IR. He's pretty much done for the season. He's not coming back. The Giants signed two kickers to take over for the kicking position. They grabbed two Titan kickers, two former Titans. It's kind of funny. They grabbed Cade York, who's also a former Brown. He's a second-year kicker. And they grabbed former Giant, Randy Bullock, who, surprisingly enough, missed the game-winning field goal against the Giants last year in the season opener. So, as of right now, if I'm correct, Randy Bullock is the team starter, if I am correct. I'm trying to see if I can find the depth chart just to double-check and make sure that is how it looks. If I'm correct, it is Randy Bullock. It still says Graham Gano on the Giants website, which is kind of funny. But it's most likely Randy Bullock. You know, I just want a kicker that can make field goals. It's that simple. You know, I hate seeing Graham Gano miss these types of kicks, but you know, it is what it is. I hope he just heals up and he's good to go for next season. Tyrod Taylor did not practice at all this week with the rib injury he got during the Jets game. If I'm right, he also got moved to IR. And last but not least, Darren Waller, out all week, did not practice at all with the hamstring injury he re-aggravated during the Jets game. He is listed as out, and he just got put on IR today. So what does this mean? Him and Tyrod Taylor, they're going to miss at least a minimum of four games, which in my opinion, four games, hopefully that'll be plenty of time for Darren Waller to come back. Tyrod Taylor, I hope the same with him. But this gives him time to heal and everything, and it kind of sucks because, you know, we barely have seen him and Daniel Jones play together. We've only seen them play for four or five games out of a whole season. Kind of sucks. And it's, you know, I can say the same thing with Saquon Barkley. They've only played two games together, and now Daniel Jones is back and Saquon Barkley is good to go. So now they're going to be back together, but there's no Darren Waller. So it kind of sucks right now. You know, cause we're basically going to have, if I'm guessing correctly, everybody except Darren Waller, that's a starter on this offense tomorrow. Like Evan Neal might be hurt, but you know, it's Evan Neal. Andrew Thomas might be back. Saquon's back, Daniel Jones is back, but Darren Waller is out. That's the one thing that's pissing me off right now, just off the sheer fact that, like, you were basically 1 week away from playing with Daniel Jones again, and this happens. Like, it sucks. It sucks that it happened, because last week was a real injury-prone game for Giants and Jets last week. Giants and Jets had so many injuries in that game, it's not even funny. Yeah, that's going to do it for the injury report. If I'm correct, the soonest Darren Waller and Tyrod could be back is right after the bye week, if I am correct. Because we got week 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, so basically they have 5 weeks. They have 5 weeks because week 13 is the bye week. So they have 5 weeks to get back onto this active roster from IR. And then week 14, they could come back, if I'm right, we're playing the Packers that week. Very winnable game, but anything could happen by then. And yeah, all right. That's going to do it for the injury report. Let's talk about the keys to victory. Keys to victory, you guys already know, 3 points, whatever. First thing, the defense just does its thing again. You know, the defense has been great these last couple weeks. Albeit we have not played the best offenses in the league. But still, defense so far, honestly, this season, they've had some pretty good moments all around, minus week 1 and 2. Minus week 1 and minus the first half of week 2. You know, because you look at how the defense has played all season, it started out pretty bad with the Dallas Cowboys and the first half of the Cardinals game. But San Fran, they played solid. They kept the Giants in the game. Same with Miami to an extent. Seattle, most definitely, they kept them in the game up until the fourth quarter. And then every game after Seattle, every game after Miami, the Giants have literally come one score away from winning a game because of this defense. They held Buffalo to 14 points. They held
Washington, who put up 30 against Philly, against Philadelphia, who's apparently supposed to be the front runner for the Super Bowl, right? They put up 30 in two games against Philly, only held Washington's offense to 7 points. Like, that's crazy. And then you play the Jets last week, who apparently have slowly been getting it together with Zach Wilson, only hold them to 13 points. You know, and a lot of, you know, 6 of those points that the Jets scored last week were off of stupid mistakes by the defense and also coaching, which I said last week the defense played great, but, you know, obviously the defense allowed those 2 field goals to win the game. But also, it's on Brian Daboll completely. But the defense could just keep doing what it's doing these last couple weeks. There's no doubt in my mind the Giants are going to be able to win this game just because with the way the defense has been forming, right? I wrote down 3 specific guys that are going to lead us to another defensive masterclass, right? Those being Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Bobby Okereke. Now, there are other guys that can pop off for us, like, you know, Deontay Banks, he's been doing pretty solid this season. Cordell Flott, he's been playing solid these last couple of games. We just traded Leonard Williams, so that kind of stinks. But, you know, it gives us an opportunity to see what Jordan Riley can do, maybe. Xavier McKinney, you know, last time you played the Raiders, he got 4 interceptions. Not 4 interceptions. He got 2 interceptions against them. One of them went back to the house. So, you know, there's some history there. You never know. So the potential for this defense to do good tomorrow, it's a pretty damn good chance. And I'm confident it's going to happen. You know, Giants defense has been pretty good these last couple weeks. And I'm confident it's going to continue. Next one. Giants need to have a good reunion between Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. This is the first time they're going to be playing together since week 2. And listen, when Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley are on the field together, they're one of the best run duos in the NFL. Saquon Barkley last season ran for 1,300 yards with, I think, 10 or 11 TDs rushing. Daniel Jones last year ran for 700 yards and 7 touchdowns. I think them two combined, that might be the best in the NFL between quarterback and running back duo combined. I could be wrong, you know, because Jalen Hurts was a great... Actually, no, I think I'm right. I could be wrong, you know, who knows, but they were definitely one of the best duos in the league. You know, they were most certainly up there. You know, it was either them two or Miles Sanders and Jalen Hurts last season. And listen, it would just make sense if it goes well because everyone has just been talking so much shit on my guy Daniel Jones that it would just be perfect if Daniel Jones can just, like, cook. You know, just, like, go off on the Raiders. That way people can, like, kind of shut up a little bit about him. You know, because everyone's talking, quote, talking about getting a new quarterback. And I can't see that being the solution right now when we don't have the best offensive line possible and we don't even have a true number one receiver. Not that the guys we have are bad. They're solid, you know. We still need to see Jalen Hyatt in full form. You know, because he's not getting a full game in his system. He's only getting played limited, basically, throughout the games that he's played this year. So if we can see him play a full game of snaps, so, like, offensively, maybe, like, 75% of the snaps. I don't know how much of snaps wide receivers play in a game. But if he can get most of the snaps for offense, that would just show us what he could truly do. And then the last one, you know, it's very simple. Coach smart football. You know, just work smarter, not harder. All right, like, last week was truly the first time ever I actually wanted to, like, scream because of Brian Daboll. I've never, like, gotten upset about Brian Daboll at all with his coaching ability and everything, but the Giants had that game won last week, and I understand the situation. You're like, oh, yeah, let me put my kicker out there. He'll kick a field goal. He'll make it. And we iced the game. But you knew he missed one before. It's 4th-and-1. There's 30 seconds left. The Jets have no timeouts. yet you still trot your kicker out there to kick a field goal, which he missed. And, you know, I don't know, like, how much of that's really to blame on Daboll. It could just be the special teams coach saying, like, yeah, we can make this for sure. But, you know, our special teams coach has also been ass this year. I'll just straight up say that. But Daboll, listen, man, it's been so weird with him. And this was, yes, last week was the first time ever where I literally went, like, yo, what the fuck, dude? And, you know, a lot of people have been saying, yo, Daboll, you're on the clock now, man. You're in the hot seat. And, you know, I've been trying my best to not say it just because, like, I really don't think he's in the hot seat to get fired. The only way he can get fired is if he keeps, like, doing dumb stuff like that against the, like he did against the Jets. So, with that being said, Daboll, you're not on the clock, but, you know, your seat is warming up a little. Just a little, not a lot. You know, we need that energy and we need that fire, which it's kind of funny considering we're talking about the hot seat. We need to see that fire you had your first season coaching the Giants. Like, we need to see that energy, that level of intensity that got us to win 9 games and win a playoff game last year. You know, we need to see that again. And if we do, cool. If we don't, it's going to be an interesting next couple of weeks as the season unfolds. With that being said, let's talk about the takes of the game. You guys already know the takes of the game. I talk about what I think is going to happen, some hot takes, whatever. I think Saquon's going to go off tomorrow. All right, I think Saquon's going to have a pretty good game. Vegas against running backs, they're awful. They're horrendous. They allowed, Jahmyr Gibbs to go crazy on them on Monday Night Football. I think Saquon's going to go for 150. Nah, it's just combined. I'm still going to be a little bit nice with the numbers, but I think he's going to get more than what I'm saying. 150 total between rushing and receiving. I think he's going to run for 100 yards. So the only thing that's going to like be different is the receiving. Like, is he actually going to get 50 yards receiving or not? I highly doubt that, but I think he's going to have a pretty handsome day running the ball. And I also think he's going to score a touchdown. Defense, you know, I was talking about before, the defense, they're going to put up another masterclass type game. I think they're going to get at least 3 sacks, and they're going to get 2 interceptions. They're playing a rookie quarterback who, when he did play against the Bears, I think he threw a touchdown or 2, but, like, he also threw, like, I think 2 or 3 interceptions that game. Like, I could be wrong, but I'm going to look it up anyway. It was just that I remember the game vividly. You know, they allowed the Bears to score like 30, 40 points, which was just wow, you know? Just because the Bears this season have been like. So it's actually Aiden O'Connell. I said AJ. Oh, he actually is known as AJ. His middle name is James. That's kind of funny. So Aiden O'Connell at quarterback this year. He had a 300-yard game against the Bears. Oh, actually, my mistake. No, he didn't. Oh, no, he did not. Oh, my goodness. So he's played 2 games this year against the Chargers and the Bears. The Chargers, he actually did pretty good. Threw for 238, threw a pick, and they almost won. It was 24-17. They actually could have won that game. As for the Bears, he threw a touchdown and a pick. Threw a touchdown and an interception. Went 10 for 13 for 75 yards. So, clearly, you put him under the pressure, it's going to look pretty interesting. And the Bears defense, they're really not that bad. Like, I know they're 2-6. The Bears are not that awful of a team. They just have not clicked at all this season. Like, you look at this team, right? They got Unique Ngakoue. They just got Montez Sweat. TJ Edwards. Tremaine Edmonds. Jalen Johnson, who just requested for a trade. Jaquan Brisker, Daron Harmon's not bad, and Kyler Gordon's pretty solid as well. So, this lineup should not be that bad defensively. And then their offense, listen, they just... this offense is so annoying with how it's been. The offensive line's been awful this year. So they need to work on that, obviously. Cole Kmet has been a solid tight end for them. And they also got Robert Tonyan and Mercedes Lewis. This is actually a really good tight end room. Darnell Mooney has been non-existent this season. He's got 225 yards and a touchdown. DJ Moore has been their only like true bright spot. 691 yards and a touchdown. A lot of those yards really, though, came from one game, which was against Washington, where he literally put up 230 on them. Since then, he has not put up a game past 55 yards, which is wild. And then their running back room is so weird. It started with Khalil Herbert, then it went to Deontay Foreman, and now it's on Roschon Johnson, who my boy Frank keeps saying, like, yo, that's the guy. This is the guy. He's going to be the one. But, you know. And then, you know, you got Justin Fields. But, like, listen, they put up 30 freaking points on this Raiders defense. With that being said, this is so doable. This is so possible for this team to do something. Okay? And I am very much confident that the Giants are going to stop this team defensively. 3 sacks, 2 interceptions. It's so doable. And the Giants, turnover-wise, as of late, they've been doing great. They've been doing amazing. They actually have generated so many turnovers the last couple weeks. They generated 3 turnovers against Miami, 2 turnovers against Buffalo, I think 1 turnover against Washington, and they generated 2 turnovers, if I'm right, against the Jets, if I'm correct. So if I'm going to do some quick math real quick, that's 3 plus 2 plus 1 plus 2. So 3, 5. Wow, I didn't even do the math. I'm so dumb. All right, so 3 plus 2 is 5, right? That's Miami, Buffalo, and then one from the Washington game. That's 6, 7. They got 8 takeaways in the last 4 games. You know, if they just keep going at that pace, it's going to be wild to see the numbers at the end of the season. But, you know, I'm confident that 3 sacks and 2 interceptions, I think that's very much doable. Or at least 2 takeaways, you know. Because last week, the Giants got their 2 takeaways were from fumbles. Both on Zach Wilson. The first one, he got sacked by Kayvon on the first drive, and Jahad Ward recovered it. Second one, he fumbled the snap, and Micah McFadden recovered it. Like, it's very much doable to get these 2 takeaways, I feel like. So it would just make sense, in my opinion. And then the last take of the game before we go to the final score prediction, I think Daniel Jones is going to prove everyone wrong. I really hope so. I think he's going to go for a combined 300 yards. That's passing and rushing. I think he's going to score 2 TDs, whether it's passing or receiving. Passing or rushing, you know, I think it's doable. And with that being said, the final score of the game is going to be Giants 24, Raiders 13. Now, I know I just said that the Giants defense is going to cook. I still think they're going to somehow allow 13 points, which that won't be that hard, honestly, for them to allow. They can allow a touchdown and 2 field goals, which that's still a really good freaking game for them, even if they go to double-digit points. Because, you know, say they allow a touchdown first drive. All right, clean it up, whatever. Whole bunch of defensive stops, field goal, okay, field goal, whatever. As for us scoring 24 points, I think it's very doable. I really hope we just come down to us scoring 3 touchdowns and only having to kick a field goal once. I hope that's what it comes down to. If we put up more than 24, of course I'm going to be satisfied, because that means, holy shit, our offense actually did something good. But we don't have to put up like crazy numbers to beat this team. We really don't. But I really do believe the Giants offense can do something tomorrow with Daniel Jones being back, Andrew Thomas possibly coming back, Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones are back together. And, you know, when you look at how this offense has worked without Daniel Jones, you'd think it would do better with him. But I don't know why it hasn't. I think it's just because Tyrod Taylor. So this is the big thing, right? Everyone was saying, like, Tyrod Taylor's played better than Daniel Jones, but, like, you look at the defenses Tyrod Taylor's gone up against compared to the defenses Daniel Jones has gone up against. You know, he went up against Tyrod. Tyrod went up against an injured Bills defense and a wishy-washy Washington defense that has weirdly, like, They've had their great moments and their worst moments. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And then you look at the defenses that Daniel Jones has gone up against. Dallas, San Francisco. Like, come on, dude. Like, those two defenses right there, Dallas and San Francisco, literally top three defenses in the NFL. And then the other one that's probably top three, the Jets. And the Jets almost lost to the Giants. You put Daniel Jones in that Jets game, I swear to God, the Giants win. You put Daniel Jones in that Bills game, Giants win. You put Daniel Jones in the Washington game, Giants already won with Tyrod Taylor. I'm confident that they would beat them too. Giants right now could very much be 4-4. But we're in this situation where they're 2-6, and it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of the season goes. And a lot of people are saying we should tank. Again, I'm not a tanking type of guy. I can't do that. It's not a bone in my body that says we should. I want to be competitive. I want to compete, all right, no matter the situation. Because if you tank, you're just giving up, all right? And it's not that I'm not giving up on the season, or I am giving up on the season. It's not that at all. I don't want to just lay down and take a beating every week. I want to put out something at least every time we play. You know, like, I want to make the other team's life difficult, but we don't have to win. I just want to put out a good product of football for us. That's it. All right? And that's going to do it for me. All right? You know, like, I'm done talking about this. Like, it's getting real annoying, cuz I hate the narrative that we have to draft Drake May. We have to draft Caleb Williams. First off, Caleb Williams is not good. All right? He might be a good quarterback in the NFL, but I don't like him one bit whatsoever. All right? He is not fit for New York. All right? He's a baby. He's a crybaby. He got upset about a Notre Dame fan getting in his face after he did abysmal against them. Like, bro, are you serious? Like, I know you're in college, you're young, whatever. I mean, he's literally my age, probably. You know, I'm 23, he's probably 22. And, you know, we're young, we're stupid, but, like, you know, you gotta realize you're about to get drafted into the NFL. This is the professionals, you know? Like, come on. NFL, college to NFL, two different beasts, you know? Two different dogs. And if you're not even doing good against one of the best teams in college football, being Notre Dame, I don't know if you're ready, man, to be like a starter of this football team. And also, apparently he wants to, I don't know how true it is because I haven't heard much about it since it came out, but apparently Caleb Williams wanted like stake on his team. Like, he wants ownership on the team he gets drafted to. And I'm sorry, but no. You're like, yo, you're not, you, I, if John Mara drafts a quarterback, Caleb Williams, that is, and he gives him a share of the ownership of the Giants, I'm literally jumping ship. Like, I can't, no. They're like, are we that desperate for a quarterback? Yeah, sure, we'll give you 5% stake in our company. Like, no, this is not Shark Tank. You know, you're not Mark Cuban, pal. This is not how this works. Bro, you don't have the power. We have the power. We're the owners here. You know? You know, we're the sharks. You're not the shark. Like, shut the fuck up. Let me stop. You know, I'm not even talking Giants football at this point. I'm just ranting. All right. So that's going to do it, guys. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. All right. You guys can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Anchor, Radio Public, Pocket Casts. I think I got them all. If you guys don't follow us on Instagram, hit us up at the Big Blue Podcast. All right. And, that's going to do it. Giants Raiders tomorrow, 4:25. All right. Let's get a win, boys. You guys know how it is. All right. And as always, stay safe and let's go Giants.